three, four, get my shoes and out the door. Five, I'm alive. Six, seven, eight, feeling great. Nine, gonna shine, life is good. I'm doing fine. Ten, gonna do it right and do it again, yeah. I look into the sky with all the beautiful color, but there's more than just for me, so gonna share it with another. I got to show to give.
Let hello, everyone, and a big, warm, fuzzy welcome to the Lingerie Lowdown podcast. My name is Dolly, but you may know me as the Queen of Pyjamas. And here at Lingerie Lowdown, I'm doing one podcast every month. And today's topic is going to be all about bargain lingerie. So we've been in lockdown here in the UK for about 3 months. It is lifting now, but 3 months in isolation has really, really affected my online spending because there's nothing else to do. So usually I'm more of a going out shopping in person kind of girl, but with this lockdown, I've been forced to go to the internet. So I always like to do my research before I buy from a company, you know, look at reviews, or sometimes I put something on Instagram asking if people have used a certain brand or website before. But because this is all about absolute bargains, what I've done is I've just taken some risks, really. I've just bought a couple of things from all the well-known cheapy online mobile app kind of discount stores. And along with a lot of other people's reviews, I'm going to chat to you about whether or not they are worth it. Because sometimes bargain things can be a bit of a false economy. And then sometimes I've bought things, you know, for £3 off Amazon and it's lasted me years and years and it's a great investment. So it kind of is hit and miss. And the great thing about buying things for 99p to £5 is that if it is crap, you've not wasted a lot of money. So when I say bargain, guys, I mean bargain. I don't mean 20% off or whatever. I mean real steals, fast fashion bargains. So, some of the brands I'm going to be chatting about today are, obviously, Wish, which is an app, Amazon Unbranded, are very cheap indeed. There's AliExpress. One of my personal favourites for discount lingerie is everything5pounds.com. And we've got Misguided Sale as well, ASOS Sale, and quite a new brand called Shein. S-H-E-I-N. So I'm going to be covering those and more, and yeah, giving you my opinion as well as some other people online, because I know that it's sometimes with things like Wish, it completely depends on the product, you know, where it's come from, where they've got it from originally, is it a knockoff, blah, blah, blah. So we're not just going to be taking my word for it today. We are going to be reading some other reviews that have been published online so we can have a sort of well-rounded idea of all of these places. So I'm going to start, where to start? I'm actually going to start with not a warning as such, but I've spent a lot of time searching for discount lingerie online. And because I've wanted to do this podcast, I've been trying to go to brands that I haven't bought from before so that I can tell you guys if they're worth it. Because there's some that I, you know, shop through quite a lot and I already have a fairly good idea of whether they're worth it. So I wanted to try some kind of unknown websites. And one that pops up all the time is called Fantasy, F-A-N-T-A-S-I. Now, they have obviously paid Google a lot of money because if you type in bargain lingerie, they come up. If you type in discount lingerie, they come up. You type in outlet, cheap, all these keywords, they are coming up in the top three every time. Now, I'm not saying they're not good quality. I've never bought anything. I'm sure they are wonderful and worth it. Their bras start at £40. That is the starting price. So that's not the kind of cheap, in inverted commas, that we're going to be talking about today, because that's not cheap to me, you know. So yes, Fantasy, I'm sure they're worth it. I'm sure they've got lovely designs and things, but they are really dominating Google when you type cheap lingerie. And yeah, starting at £40, I wouldn't say that's a massive bargain. So I'm going to cross that off my little list because I really meant to mention to you about that Fantasy. Because whoever's doing their, you know, PR and marketing is doing a very good job, because you cannot get away from them. And I'd never heard of them until I started looking for discount stuff. £40, that is not a bargain. So, where to start? If you put into Google, right, cheap lingerie, you are just going to get a lot of adverts. It's actually very hard to find because every brand thinks they have cheap lingerie. Every retailer online or offline has, you know, managed to wrangle that in as a keyword. So it's very difficult to actually find out what is and isn't good quality and cheap at the same time. So I've actually been asking on Instagram. I've been putting things on my story, asking girls if they can recommend companies. Have they bought from any? There is one that I haven't yet tried. I've got an order from them, but it's not come yet. So that's Zaful. So I really can't give you an opinion on that. However, I know at Lingerie Lowdown, they have bought quite a few of their bits before. So I'm sure all the other presenters at Lingerie Lowdown who have reviewed for Zaful will be able to give you, you know, a good opinion on that. I wish I could, but it's taking quite a while to come in the post. Not a dig at all. Do you know what? I'm going to start with my favourite one, which is everything5pounds.com. I love that website. Now, they don't just do underwear. They do dresses, clothes, they do menswear, they do shoes. And a £5 pair of shoes you might think is completely not worth it, but I wore a pair of £5 shoes to my best friend's wedding. So it really is really bargain stuff. Now, lingerie-wise, for everything5pounds.com, what I've done is I've purchased for this podcast two underwear sets. Now, the website is called everything5pounds.com. Can you guys imagine how much these underwear sets were? Correct. They are £5 for a bra and a thong or panties. That is a bargain. So £5 for a bra and knickers, that is what I call a bargain. If we go on to everything5pounds.com, I've got it here now. So when you go into lingerie, they have 4, 8, 12, 16, 32. They have 64 sets of underwear available. That's a lot. 64 sets of underwear available. And they're all £5 each. You guessed it. So that is a huge, huge array. I have bought the scallop lace trim bra and brief set, and I've bought the patterned lace bra and brief set. So they're all called very similar things, but the styles of the underwear itself is really different. There's some lovely sateen stuff on there, which I've bought in the past. And so, great thing about everything5pounds.com is not only is it a huge website and lots of people have bought it, they allow you to add pictures to your reviews. Lots of sites don't do that because if they know they're selling you something that's, you know, only going to fit the cat, they don't really want you putting a picture of that up because people will know they're being, you know, ripped off. Whereas everything5pounds.com, they are very see-through. You know, some things are an absolute bargain and some things are a load of crap, but it was only a fiver. So the great thing about the lingerie in here is you can click on any set. So I'm going to go on to this set, black lace overlay, push up bra and brief set, £5. That comes in three different colours. It's not bad at all. So a great thing about everything5pounds.com is in the description, it actually tells you the model's height, the model sizes and what she's wearing. So I think that is so helpful. As someone that's 5 foot two, so just use this as an example. Black lace overlay push-up bra and brief set, £5 for two pieces. The model's height is 5 foot six and she's a 32B. So I already know she's 4 inches taller than me and her boobs are half the size. So I am not expecting that set to look the same on me. But it gives you a really good idea. Or you could think, oh, well, if it looks like that on her, it certainly won't on me. So that's really good. Then if you scroll down further, it has the reviews. Click on the review and you get the overall rating and you also get all people's individual reviews and their pictures, which I think is really clever. So some of the reviews here say, exactly what I expected, very good value for £5. Not amazing quality, great for £5. One other just says, absolutely fabulous, over the moon. Oh, that sounds like my words. Did I leave that review? No, I didn't. That really does sound like me. So yeah, you get those, you get the photos, and you can see some people just like to have a moan. I guess it's like using TripAdvisor. You can see there's that person who's given it one star and then said it's the best thing they've ever bought. So you get to use your own, you can make up your own mind, really. But I really like how honest and transparent the Everything £5 website is, because it's not trying to hide anything. They're telling you the exact model sizes, all the details. They do also have a sizing chart, but these aren't, they're not from abroad, basically. There are some extremely well-known websites, which we're going to move on to shortly, and it all comes from China and other countries, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that at all, except the sizing can be absolutely crazy. I've bought a triple XL before from China, and it's come and it wouldn't fit one leg. So that's another good thing about everything5pounds.com. It is at least European sizes. And again, you've got all these reviews from normal ladies with photos of themselves and what they've purchased. So that gives you a great idea. Another thing that I like about everything5pounds, this is my favourite one. Maybe I should have saved it till last, but I like it so much. I've just gone straight in with everything5pounds.com. Another thing that I really like about them is they do the postage on weight. So I buy a lot of shoes from there. Shoes are heavy. £5 a pair is really cheap. But when you're paying postage on top, it doesn't work out like that. But they have a maximum cap, which means the maximum you'll ever pay for postage, I think, is £11. So I have paid £11 for postage before, because it's done on weight, but up to, I think, 5 kilograms. And I got 30 pairs of shoes. And the shoes come in shoe boxes, so you can imagine the size of the parcel that came to me that had 30 shoeboxed shoes inside it. Absolutely huge, and it cost me 11 quid, and it was there like 3 days later. So I think the postage is really good because it is done on weight, so if you're buying something really light, and that they will tell you as well, so say you've just gone over the bracket for your price, and it's, you know, you're just in the next one, it will say you can add another 10 kilograms of items without having to pay any more postage. So that's really good, because although postage isn't expensive, when you're buying things for £2 and £3, £5, it does make a big difference. So another great one. And they have, you can return it as well. You can have a full refund within 14 days, as long as the hygiene sticker is kept in the briefs, which I think is really good. Should we read one of the reviews that I haven't got here? See, this is really weird. This person's given it a 5-star review and put, oh, the back is perfect, but the cups are too close together for my boobs. But 5 out of 5, that's a bit weird, isn't it? But yeah, you'll notice as well that some sets have been given, you know, an overall 2-star rating, and some have got 5-star from 30 people. So I think it is a little bit hit and miss as well. So that's one of my personal favourites. If you haven't checked it out, I highly recommend you do so. It's just a ever-changing stock, decent quality. The two sets that I bought, I got two sets for £10, and they're a lovely fit. They're the sort of thing I would say in my review, if I did one for them, that you wouldn't go running in it. It's not that supportive, but to wear for photos or under an outfit or something, absolutely fine. And at that price, you really can't complain. So we are going to move on now to Amazon Unbranded. A plus side of Amazon Unbranded is, for me, I would say about 10% of the time, they send me something different to what I've ordered. I've bought leggings before and opened up a crop top. I've bought fishnet tights and I've got fishnet arm, whatever they're called, arm warmers. So I think there must be something going on in the place where all the Amazon Unbranded stuff is shipped from, because there's the ratio of things that I get that aren't what I've ordered is a lot higher than any other website I use. And I think when I buy from AliExpress as well, that takes, you know, 4 weeks to come and I still get the right things. But for some reason, Amazon haven't quite nailed that yet. But the great thing about Amazon is you can get lingerie for 1p. Now, I have, ladies and gentlemen, bought some 1p lingerie. It is what you would expect. It took 7 weeks to come, and you know, you're lucky if it's got a crotch, let alone a gusset, to be honest, guys. But for 1p, do you really care? I personally don't. I think for 1p, if I've got one wear out of it, I'm very happy. But then I've bought things on Amazon around the sort of £5 mark that I've expected to be rubbish, like baby dolls. I found a very good unbranded on Amazon. And they're, you know, the cheapy ones are usually around a fiver. And there's some of those I've had for years and years, and they go through the washing machine absolutely fine. And they've just worn really well. So it is a bit hit and miss. You do get the reviews on Amazon, but they're not as honest as the Everything £5 reviews. And it's, I think Amazon filter them a little bit more, you know, because, yeah, I just don't feel you get the as much raw honesty. Also, with the unbranded garments, they always come in that scrinkly plastic wrapping and they don't look that nice, which is fine because, you know, you're not paying for the packaging. But Everything £5 all come in paper. So I quite like that there's a lot less plastic wasted and they're in paper packets and things like that. Whether or not that's because they care about the environment or it's cheaper, I don't know. But it's another little plus side for me. So yes, Amazon unbranded is everyone's, well, it's a lot of people's go-to because Amazon is so big, you can just type something in, search cheapest first, and you know, you've got the world at your feet really. Also, if you are spending less than £2 on something and it comes and it falls apart, I don't think you're going to be that angry. So people are less likely to leave bad reviews. If I spend £100 on something and it breaks in a week, they are going to hear about it. If I spend a couple of quid and it breaks in a week, I kind of think, well, what did you expect? You know, and I'm a lot less likely to leave a negative review. I'll leave an honest one. And a lot of the reviews on these places, these bargain websites, do just say, you know, use your brain, use your head. Is it too good to be true? What do the reviews say? Things like that. Oh, I've covered fantasy because I'm on the internet now just going through some of the new websites I've been looking at for bargains, and this fantasy is popping up everywhere. So I'm going to talk about Wish now. I do not like Wish. I dislike Wish so much that I have deleted it from my phone. I have been using Wish for about 2 years. I don't think I've ever been happy with a product. Now that's my fault. You know the saying, fool me once, that's your fault. Fool me twice, that's mine. It's like that. The first time I thought, oh, well, you know, that was rubbish. I'll buy another one. 2 years in, I have genuinely never been happy with something I've got off there. I have never got something and thought that was completely worth it. It's always like, oh, well, it wasn't a lot of money. It doesn't matter that it's going straight in the bin. Whereas really, if you buy a couple of things for a couple of pounds every week and put them in the bin, it's just a waste of money. Not only is it a waste of money, it's going into landfill and people are making it at not very decent prices and blah, blah, blah. So Wish, I'm afraid for me. And this is just me. This is just Dolly the Pajama Queen's reviews. I don't like Wish. I have bought so many things off of it. I would say 30% of what I've bought is probably underwear and things like that. And it's just been rubbish. It's been absolute crap. It's either turned up and it's nothing like the picture, or it's, you know, fallen apart, completely the wrong sizing. I have just got to the point where I don't even bother, you know. And that's why I deleted the app, because I found that it kept sucking me in, advertising things, and I'd think, oh, but for 79p, why not? Well, I know it's only 79p, but if you've never ever been happy with it, you might as well give that 79p to charity or something rather than wait 7 weeks to get something that's gonna fall apart. So I'm not saying don't shop there. Wish is so cheap, I guess it's worth the risk, the Wish risk, if you like. That's a very loud motorbike, wasn't it? Unsociably loud at this hour. So, yes, I'm not a fan of Wish, in all honesty. Don't get me wrong, they've had a lot of my money. I have bought a lot of things on Wish, so I feel like I'm allowed to give a very honest review. I took it off my phone because they reel me back in with their ridiculous prices and the only two left and blah, blah, blah. And you think, oh, well, I'll spend a fiver and it will come in a month and maybe it's worth it. I've just bought so many things and so many different variety of things, and I have never, ever thought, oh, that's great, I'd recommend that, ever. So I just decided, get rid of the app, and then they can't suck me in anymore. I bought some swimmer on there that, you know, I mean, the swimwear, you held it up and it's literally see-through. I bought, they're quite con artisty on there. There was a beautiful box with some pants in it, and it was like boxed underwear, and it even had the sizing, like women's size 10, all of that. When it came, they just sent me the box, and all the reviews were like, you're just buying the box. They've, you know, really worded it really strangely and got around it. And yeah, so to summarise Wish, it's never fit me. It's never looked good. I've never thought it was a bargain. I don't think I've ever actually put anything on from Wish. And I, like I say, have purchased a lot of things from there. So next up, I'm going to talk about a fairly new company called Shein, S-H-E-I-N. From all the information I've gathered online from other people that have been buying and doing similar types of things, Shein is very much like Zafril. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but you know the one I mean, because I can guarantee you right now you've got a sponsored Instagram advert from them. So yes, from what I've gathered, Shein and Zafril, very much the same, hit and miss. Some things are great, an absolute bargain. Some things are not worth wearing at all. And overall, it's worth it, but you don't really know till it's in your hand. Also, the thing with Shein being quite new, there aren't loads of reviews on there, so it is hard to tell. Whereas the other ones are quite a lot older, so you've had a lot of people tell you whether it's worth it or not. So I bought three things from Shein. Two of them were lovely. One of them was a piece of crap. But the overall price was a bargain. So I think I paid £9.50 for the three things. I bought two pairs of knickers and a pair of stockings. And the stockings were awful. They were like sandpaper, basically. But the two pairs of pants were absolutely fine. It's a real shame that I didn't get my Zafril order in time. It's not their fault. I think it's mine. I think I wasn't in when the postman came. Because I would have loved to compare Shein and Zafril together, because they are kind of, yeah, they're really similar markets as well. And they're kind of dominating the same kind of markets. They're really into the social media style advertising and things like that. So, AliExpress. That's where we are. I love a little bit of AliExpress. Now, AliExpress tends to be more kind of fancy dress and costume style. It will take a really long time to get to you, much like Wish. But I've got some really good things off there. So AliExpress, what it says it's doing, well, it's, again, it's marketed just like Wish. It says that you're buying direct from the suppliers, therefore cutting out lots of layers of markup on the way. I never know if that's true, because having bought from Wish a lot, that stuff is not ending up in the shops. Do you know what I mean? They kind of make out like, oh yeah, you're getting this and it's just as good a quality as in England, but you're cutting out the middleman. Literally nothing I've got from there would you be able to sell in a shop or hang it up on a rack, because it is just proper shite. So, you know, and that's what AliExpress say they do as well. In my experience, they've done a lot better. I've bought a belly dancing costume from there for about £6. Took weeks and weeks to come, but when it did come, it was the exact same as a Smithy's one. That's Smithy with the two F's, which is a fancy dress brand. Yeah, it was the exact same costume as that, literally identical, just not in a Smithy's packet. So I feel like AliExpress do slightly more what they're saying they do, you know, that they are actually cutting out a bit of a middleman and going straight to the supplier. Whereas Wish, I mean, I know that's meant to be what's going on there, but I can't imagine any of that stuff actually being retailed in the UK, can you? So the last two online brands I want to talk about that I've bought things from are Missguided and ASOS. Now, they are similar pricing and they always have a sale on. There is always a sale section. They're actually very similar, so I'm going to kind of talk about them together, because they both use UK sizing. They both have very transparent reviews. It's very easy for women to leave honest reviews. I don't know how to word it. Some websites will offer you like a discount if you leave a review. It's kind of like bribing you to leave a good one. Whereas Missguided and ASOS don't do that. You only leave a review if you want to. So it tends to be people that are very happy or not very happy at all. And I think that's really helpful as a buyer. Also, they both allow you to add photos to the reviews, which I think when you're buying anything online, a photo is so important, because you can't touch it, you know. Whereas if a girl is saying to you, look how rank this fabric is, or it's really soft or something, that's really, really helpful. I feel like a secretary. I've got my little notepad here of all the things to talk about. I've just written so much about everything5pounds.com. Oh, the last thing I'm going to say about everything5pounds.com as well, I promise you, is because I've been buying from that for so long, I could show you underwear sets that have been through the wash 30 times and how they look now. Whereas some of the newer sites that I've been buying from that I've mentioned today, because I haven't, you know, worn them and road tested them as such, I can't tell you what they're like in the long run. Whereas I can speak for everything5pounds.com. So I've covered that. Here I've put AliExpress, brackets, hit and miss, better than wish. So yeah, I think that pretty much summarises where I'm going with AliExpress. Yes, so I'm actually going to read you a review by somebody else now, because I'm well aware that I've only bought women's underwear, and I know that there are probably plenty of men listening. So what I've done is I found a review online by a guy whose name I've written down on my hand. Let me swap hands. By Blake Reichenbach. Blake Reichenbach is a male videographer and social influencer, and he has put a Wish underwear review up of a pair of boxer shorts, and it's copyright free, which means I can read it to you. So this is the review by Blake Reichenbach. He's put, Wish is a website that has blown up in popularity over the last several years. On it, you're able to buy products directly from the manufacturers in China, cutting out layers of added costs that usually come with finding similar products in stores. In fact, it's not uncommon to find items on Wish that are listed for $1 or free, and you only have to pay shipping. Can a pair of free undies check all the boxes? Are they good value? Are they stylish? And are they comfortable, most importantly? Here is my review of classic solid men's brief, low waist brief sports underwear male panties from Wish. Then he's put in brackets, yes, that is actually how they're listed, because Wish do have these ridiculous names. So he's popped a picture of them here. He's popped a picture of what he thought he bought, and then he's popped a picture of what arrived. What he thought was a pair of black kind of wire fronts. What's come? A bright green with the rainbow flag round the band, which are probably giving off quite a different vibe than Blake thought they might. So here's his review for you. To be honest, when I first looked at the underwear through the packaging, I was a bit thrown off by the rainbow waistband that I did not remember being part of it. But otherwise, I thought they looked nice and they were going to be nice. As I mentioned, I was not expecting something extra good for that price, but I was expecting to get some briefs that looked fun, even if they weren't the best quality. Instead, what I got was one of the weirdest cuts I have ever seen in the world. Unlike what's shown in the image of underwear on the Wish app, these certainly did not have full booty coverage. The fabric cuts down the centre of the butt cheek at a very sharp right angle, leaving a lot of cheek exposed. I own jock straps that show less of my butt. Plus, on the front of the undies, you've got a very narrow cut passage. While a high hip cut can be very sexy and fashionable, these undies really fail to do so. Rather than contributing to sex appeal, the revealing, restricting cut of these undies leaves you looking less like a snack and more like a man who has been living on a deserted island for the last 20 years, and the only underwear he has to wear is the pair of briefs he wore as a 7-year-old when he was first marooned. Oh, this is quite funny. Then he's put underwear fit. Two words come to mind when trying to describe the fit of these underwear. Plain wrong. If I were to further elaborate, other couplets would be butt triangle, no crotch, or just hell no. The briefs were shoddy. There were prominent stitching, which is a sign that they're poorly constructed. On top of that, you can see a gap in the waistband where the elastic meets. Another prominent stitch that will scratch your lower back. The fabric that's used for the bulk of the briefs is not used for the back. Oh my gosh, I don't think you could get worse than this, can you? So Blake goes on for about another 3 pages about how hideous these boxers are. Now he is online and he's giving free reviews of Wish underwear. I don't think you need to know much more about that, really, do you? Because, yeah, so I was finding there wasn't a lot of male reviews. There's lots of women's reviews because women love talking and they love buying underwear. He's pretty much the only guy that I could find that was writing up, written reviews about things. And he's very well known. And basically, he has rated Wish as 0 out of 5. Anyone wondering what they're like for male underwear, I'm going to take his word and say an absolute no. So if you type in Wish review, the written ones come up and they are not very good at all. So the last website that I want to talk about, I'm still laughing at that. And the last website that I want to talk about is called Crazy Clearance. Now, I only found this when I was doing this podcast. Crazy Clearance, let me just check if it's .com. Crazyclearance.co.uk. Some of the brands that they stock are Simply B, Boo Avenue, Blue Bella, Adidas, Curvy Kate, and Summers, and so many more. So they're proper brands. You can either search by brand or you can search by size, which is great because, you know, you could type in 32D and see all the bras they have rather than having to scroll through and, you know, find which ones are good and which ones aren't, or which ones have your size and which ones don't. That's really easily done for you. And they are, I would say the average is about 60% off. So just to give you an example, a Boo Avenue pair of shorts that are £12 on the Boo Avenue website are £4.40 on this website. So as it's called, I really can't say that, can I? As it's called crazyclearance.co.uk, I am going to assume that these are clearance items, they're last seasons, stuff like that. They also don't have loads and loads of each style. They tend to have, say, 12 to 15 of each item, which I think means they're buying last year's stock. But it's good quality, it's the brands that you know and love, and they are have got some really big discounts on. So it will tell you on the website where how much saving that is, you know, 45% lower than on the website. But what you'll find is most of these items are no longer on the website. So if you're one of those people that's desperate to have the latest release, Crazy Clearance probably isn't for you. But if you're like me and you just like what you like, then I think it's going to be really good. They've got one of my favourite lingerie brands is Gossard's. Now, they have got a lot of Gossard's on there. I think they may even have like a direct deal going with them because they just have a huge amount, as much as on the Gossard's website, to be honest. But yeah, I can't speak, you know, factually, but what I'm gathering is that this is old stock and out of season things. But I would definitely recommend for any, you know, anyone that likes looking for a little bargain online, I would definitely recommend checking out Crazy Clearance. That is so hard to say. Crazy Clearance. Because, yeah, they've got all the brands you like and probably ones you haven't heard of as well. So haven't bought anything there from them myself because I only found it recently. But because they're the brands that we already know, I think, you know, fairly safe to say they'll be good. I've actually got those Ann Summers shorts. Oh. So yes, definitely check out Crazy Clearance if you can. Well, I think that's about all I've got time for today. I have had so much fun searching for all these bargains and reviews. And yeah, I'm really glad that I could give you a bit of a review on the male side as well with a copyright-free one, because I'm sure there's plenty of you listening that probably wouldn't buy women's things on there. But yeah, the reviews for the male underwear on Wish haven't been particularly great, whereas I don't actually think everything £5 do men's underwear, which is a shame. But if any of the guys listening have bought men's underwear off of any of the sites that I've mentioned or apps, or you have a different you know, opinion, then please let me know. I'd love to hear from you, gather a bit more data, and who knows, in 6 months or something I could do one on men's underwear, where to buy it and where to avoid. So big thank you for joining me. Really looking forward to chatting to you again soon. Have a lovely day, everyone. Bye.